Tonight's shir, Simon Resh Pei Hei, Si'if Dalad Hei Vavin Zayin. Si'if Dalad. Mitzvah min ha-mufchor, she'yashlam osa, koidim she'yorichal b'shabbos. The best way to do the mitzvah of Shtayim Ikra Chatargum is to conclude before the Shabbos morning meal. The notes bring on the side that a snack is okay. Ve'im lo hishlim koidim achil, if one did not finish and it's time to eat, yashlam achar achilas, and then finish after the meal. Ad ha-mincha until mincha time. V'yesh oim, some say, ad revi b'shabbos, you could finish until Wednesday. V'yesh oim, some say, ad shmini atzeres until shmini atzeres. D'hainu b'simchas Torah, sh'oz mashlim and hatsib, that's in Eretz Yisrael. It's referring to Simchas Torah when we, as a tzibur, finish the entire chamish u'chamshi Torah. Mishnah Berurah, sifkot on tes. She'yashlam osa v'chulam. The best way to do the mitzvah is to finish before eating Shabbos morning. It's a medrash. Shatziva Rabbi is Banav Rabbi told his sons, "Al toichlu lechem b'Shabbos, at shetigmuras kol haparasha. Do not eat bread Shabbos morning until you finish the entire parasha." Umikamalkom pashut. Then the ak of machmazeh ha'achila ar achachatzos. However, it's pashut that one should not delay because of this, that they won't eat before chatzos. As we'll say later in Siman Resh Peches, there's a rak mitzvah bi'alma. It's a mitzvah bi'alma to finish before the Suda, but you can't fast on Shabbos, and if you go to Chatzos without eating, that's fasting, so better eat and then finish after. The Shatzin Yudal says, or let's say there are oichim who are hungry. There are guests who are hungry. So you don't say, no, we can't eat yet, I didn't finish Marav Sedra. That doesn't work that way. Then you're going to Marav Sedra and finish afterwards. And many say, eat if your wife is hungry. You don't have guests, but your family is hungry. That's also a reason. So you eat the suda, and your marbe said it afterwards.
How about
if
you're hungry?
Your hunger doesn't count. It's proper that if you do not do shnai mikve echatagum Friday, lahashkin b'shabbos b'boiker v'liku hashnai mikve echatagum koydim halichos b'sekneses. Then you should get up extra early Shabbos morning and do your Shnai Mikra Chatagum before going to Shul. Kin Isa Bar Zerua, Reish Hilchus Shabbos, that's Bar Ar Zerua, V'chemuchach Tamidu Ben Yoyna, it's also clear in Tamidu Ben Yoyna Barachas, Ayin Shem look over there. If you take a quick look in the Ber Alocha, Kodem Shei Yoichal, you should finish before you eat. Ber Alocha says, Hamagen Avam Hevi Deos. Hamagen Avam actually brings a Machoikis. Demisef HaKavonus Mashmah D'chadchila Yashem Be'erev Shabbos. The Sefer Kavanah seems to say you should finish B'davka on Friday. Rak shehoya onus yashlam b'Shabbos, but if you can't, you'll finish on Shabbos. Ubeis Yosef u'magid meishor mashma l'chadchila yaskel b'erev Shabbos v'yashlam b'Shabbos. But Beis Yosef and magid meishor say, forget, you should l'chadchila begin on Friday, but you should finish B'davka on Shabbos. V'ayim asher kesad mishnebrua b'shem arzua tamid ben yon v'agua, that the mishnebrua is quoting the arzua we just did, and the tamid ben yon, to Bedavka finish the Shtayim Mikra Shabbos morning, if you did not do it Erev Shabbos. Did not do it Erev Shabbos, then finish up Shabbos morning. So there are those who say Bedavka, try to finish Erev Shabbos. Others say, no, you should try to finish Shabbos morning Bedavka. Sefka Nyud Ad HaMincha. If you didn't finish before the Suda, so you do it after the Suda before Mincha. The Mincha L'ma'ala Maschil and Hatziba, because once you get to Mincha, that's already when the Tziba begins, Likros Parsha Shua Haba, when you begin to lane the next week's Parsha. Sivkon Yir Aleph, Adavi B'Shabbos. If you didn't do it on Shabbos, you have till Wednesday. Tishlosh Yom HaRishonim Shayoch and Idain Ketzas HaShabbos Avar. Because the first 3 days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are still connected to the previous Shabbos. Uk the Kamam B'Sim Reish Tzaites Zivov, the Gabi Havdolah. We will say this later on, some Rishai test in regard to Havdalah. The Chem B'Di'eved Yochal HaShem. So B'Di'eved, you can finish up Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, as long as it's done before Wednesday. Ad Reviv, Lo Ad Bechlal. So you try to finish Shabbos morning before the meal, if not Shabbos before Mincha. If not, there's still a mile on Shabbos rather than Sunday. If you didn't finish on Shabbos, you'll have to finish through Tuesday. Sivkon Yubes, Ad Shmini Atzeres, and if you didn't finish then, you have till Shmini Atzeres. Tahina be'eretz Yisrael, that's in Eretz Yisrael. Shasham oisin shmini atzeres rak yom echad, which shmini atzeres is one day. Ve'goyim hatzibu el oz ha'sefer teres, the tzibu finishes laning on shmini atzeres. So b'dieved, you could say you finished with the tzibur. Everyone would agree that you really should not go past Shabbos. Sifkan Yugimel. Shas Mashlim and Hatzibah, that's when the Tzibah finishes. Ve'yeshlo likros oz shnai mikveh chatagum, and then he should recite the shnai mikveh chatagum. Udlok oz shakar mikro l'chud, not like those who just do mikro. Kin shachas l'gamatak, so you're missing the targum. Se'if hey. Yachal likros ha'parasha shnai mikveh chatagum v'shas kriyas ha'tar, one could recite the shnai mikveh chatagum during kriyas ha'tar. Look back in Siman Kuf Mem Vav. Mr. Berg explains Sifkon Yud Dalid. B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah. With Siman Kuf Mem Vav, you look back in Kuf Mem Vav. Magen Avraham Sifkon Hey. Magen Avraham quotes Hey B'Shem HaShaloh. He brings a Shaloh Kadosh Shemach B'Zeh that you should not do that. And I'll call Tzrichin L'Shmei HaKriyam P'Yashdir Tzir. But everyone has to listen to the Bal Koyre. V'Chein Adas Agro. That's also the view of the Vilna Goyin. Shehu B'Seif Ma'a Sarav. Quoted in my Sarav. You should hear every single word. And look inside the chumash. And not to help and aid the Baal Kori. This is clearly that they're holding like the view of the Shvali Halakit in the name of his Rebbe. And the Maram and Beis Yosef, the Rak Ben Gavra, the Gavra Motor, between Aliyahs, you can Mar Beseder, but not during Kriya. When we come up near, however, it would appear. The Kro Belachash, if you were to read quietly, Mila Bemila Imashia Sibur, word for word with the Balkare, Ein Lahach Bezeh, we would not be strict. Kimen Shemechavin Oz, Gam Lishmoya Koltev and Pihashia Sibur, because you do have in mind to hear each word from the Balkare. Magen Avraham quotes the Matan Moshe. That's the Chatchila. V'chein Kosev Kamachor Menechor write this as well. Sivkad says, "V'ayin le'el simen kuf mevav." But look back in kuf mevav. The Shamasi Kamachav is a base because the other Shulchan Aruch does conclude the Nachon LaHamedakti B'dvarav that one who is careful with what he does is proper lechavein daito l'shamam mipi akari to just listen to the Shliach Tzibur, listen to the Baal Kori. Because he's concerned with the person mentioned above. So ideally, one is not going to Mar B'Sedra during Kriyas HaTorah. The notes bring from Chaim Kanievsky. They asked him about Mar B'Sedra during Chazaras HaShatz. He said, if Mar B'Sedra during Chazaras HaShatz, it's mitzvah of Avera. Not yours. Not yours. Se'ivov. Melam de'tinoik yisein tzvichin lachzor v'dekos ha'parosha b'Shabbos. Those who teach little children Chumash do not have to repeat the parash on Shabbos. Mishmur explains of Kohen as well. Melani Tinoikis. V'davke b'yemem. This refers to those days. She'loimdim perish hamikra im ha'tinoikis. They learned the psukim and the explanation with the children. Kach yotzim b'zeh gami de targum. So they had the mikra and the targum. K'leol b'sif beis. We learned sif beis. Avim loimed perish hamilas l'chud. But if you just explaining what the words mean, lo yasi de targum, el hashnei par mikra. You're not going to have targum. You'll just have two times mikra. Devadai kara im hatinoik hashnei par. Because certainly you read over the psukim twice with the kids. Lachen serach loimer targum atzmi. He'll have to say the targum himself. This is a machzor shakel. Him itzal pi megadim machzor shakel and pi megadim. So this malami tinoikis is clearly doing the parsha of the week with the kids, and is repeating the psukim with the kids. So we're assuming it's Parshat, he went through all the Pesukim twice, the Shnayim Mikra you have. The question is, are you going to be Yotze Targum with Perish HaMikra, or just Perish HaMilos? Are you explaining the Pesukim, or are you explaining the words? If you're explaining the Pesukim, that's like Targum. If you're explaining words, you're not Yotze Targum. Sifkod Yudzayin, Ein Tzrichim V'chulu, so they don't have to marve the Seder. Mikan, we can infer from here, Shenigan hata'amim, to read the psukim with the proper trop, einu ma'akev l'gabi shnayim mikveh chatagum. That doesn't hold us back from the mitzvah shnayim mikveh chatagum because the Rebbe with the Talmidim is not doing the trop. So you see, you don't need the trop. It's a nice thing to do with the trop, but it's not ma'akev. Siv Zayin. Ein tzarich likros parshas yontif. It is not necessary to do shnayim mikveh, the kriyas ha'tor for yontif. The Mos says, similarly, there's no din to read over the psukim of the Haftarah beforehand. But there is a minig to read over the Haftarah. We will read, the one who's reading the Haftarah would read the regular Shabbos Haftarah, not Sos Osis. It's not necessary to shnai mikra for yontif kriyas haTorah. It's limited to say. Shein sorich likros la'atzmo shnai mikra v'echa targum. It's not necessary to recite for himself shnai mikra echa targum what do we learn on yontif. Da'kvar kara kol haTorah midei Shabbos b'Shabbat Torah. Because you're going to get through the entire Torah Shabbos by Shabbos. And the yontif kriyas is to repeat. U'b'yom hashana rabo yikru shnai mikra v'echa targum parashat zosa brocha. Now zosa brocha, you would do Shnai Mikra Chatargim on Hoshana Rabbah. Fim Kar B'yom Shminat Seres Lo Hifsid. But if you wait for Shminat Seres, you don't lose out. The notes point out that the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere writes that you should do Shnai Mikra Chatargim of Zos HaBracha on Shminat Seres. You should on Shminat Seres. Well, he says Le'al Simchas Torah Parsha Shminat Chatargim. So I always assume that this is apparent contradiction to Mishnah Berurah. One is Eretz Yisrael and one is Chutzlars. In Eretz Yisrael, Hoshana Rabbah is the time to do it. It's the day before. And in Chutzlars, it'll be Shmiat Seres, the day before. We get in Zosa Bracha. But he doesn't know to even do it Simchas Torah night. That's already this man. Sivkon Yutes, Nagul L'Kros Haftarah. Even though the Ramah says you don't have to read over the Pesukim Haftarah, there's a minig to read them. Tam Minig, what's the reason for the minig? Shema Yikra Uhu L'machal Mafter. He may get called up the next day from after. Ve'baki V'agabasa. By his preparing, he'll be expert. Masha Enkim V'parashas Yomtiv. When it comes to the Kriyas Haterev Yomtiv, Shesham Achazan Kriyas Abal Kairi. So therefore, he doesn't have to appear. If we have someone Abal Kairi reading the Haftaris, you don't have to appear that either. Sifkan Chav Shal Shabbos V'lo V'chu. If it's a Shabbos Sharabachas, the preparation should be on the regular Haftar. Well, it's something to say. Sheish minig ve'ezim akoymus. There's a practice in some places. Shekari b'tzibur levad haftaras asidra oid ezim sukim haftaras sos osis. That when there's a Shabbos sherebachas, in addition to reading the regular haftarah of the Shabbos, they'll add sukim of sos osis mishum dechsev books. It says here kechasan yechahein pe'er v'gomer. The reference of the chasan dressed up gloriously like a kohen. So the chiddush is that the Shabbos Sheva Brachas, the person who's preparing the haftarah, does not have to prepare those extra psukim. Since everyone is familiar with those psukim, ubaki behan, they're expert in them, but those are accrued without preparing. But when it comes to the four parashiyos, Shkolim, Zohar, and so on, Yikra Haftarah, the Arpashas, he should prepare the Haftarah of the Arpashas.